Summing It All Up. In this book, we've looked at 25 distinct signs that the Bible gives about what the world will be like in the last days. That is the time before the return of the Lord. We have cited Scripture, the testimony of many past commentators, as well as current events that support the predictions of the Bible. As we said in our introduction, there will be more and more stories in the future which will give further evidence that what the Scripture says is true. New stories will arise that could call for an update of the book. However, what will never be updated is the teaching of the Bible itself on this subject. Long ago, Jude wrote this in Jude 3. Dear friends, although I have been eager to write to you about our common salvation, I now feel compelled instead to write to encourage you to contend earnestly for the faith that was once and for all entrusted to the saints. That's Jude 3. Note that the faith has been once and for all delivered or entrusted to the believers. In other words, the Bible, as completed some 2,000 years ago, is a sufficient source for human beings to know who God is, who we are, as well as what He wants from us. So now we're going to sum up the 25 signs. Let us now review the 25 signs that we've just considered. As we do so, we need you to ask yourself this question. What are the odds that all of this could have happened by chance? All right, sign number one, the miracle of Israel's survival. As we noted in this book, the nation of Israel is the key to understanding Bible prophecy. Indeed, they have been central to God's program throughout history as a quote-unquote living witness to the truthfulness of His Word. They will also be center stage at the time of the end. Simply put, without understanding the role of Israel, no one will understand Bible prophecy. Now, we documented certain promises that the Lord made in the past to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We discovered that each of these promises were literally and miraculously fulfilled. Since the Bible already has a track record of fulfilled predictions, we should not be surprised when it predicts things about the future, still remaining to be fulfilled. The fact that they, namely Israel, are the key to Bible prophecy in the last days means that the nation will have to survive at the time of the end. In Scripture, we find that the Lord has specifically promised Israel that they would always exist. Indeed, God has said as long as the sun and the moon are in the sky, there would be the nation of Israel. Thus, He predicted their continual existence. Furthermore, in many passages in both Testaments, Israel is explicitly mentioned in Scripture as existing at the time of the end. Now, given their history of rejection, persecution, suffering, as well as two complete removals from their ancient homeland, this is a remarkable prediction. Yet, it has come to pass just like the Bible said. Moreover, the fact that the nation still does exist is all the more amazing when we consider its recent history. The Holocaust of World War II was instituted by the Third Reich to rid the world once and for all of the Jewish race. While 6 million human beings were murdered by this regime, the nation continued to exist. God would not allow them to be annihilated. Since they are indeed at the center of the last day's events, the miraculous existence of the nation Israel is our first sign of the end. Sign number two. As the enemies have done to Israel, so God has done to them. While the Bible speaks of the existence of the nation Israel in the last days, it also predicts the demise of some of Israel's ancient enemies. In fact, when God called Abraham, the father of the nation, some 4,000 years ago, the Lord said that He would bless those that bless the descendants of Abraham and curse those who curse them. History records that this promise has been literally fulfilled. In fact, there were a number of nations living in the Old Testament period that the Lord cursed. Their demise was certain, and the predictions about their destruction were literally fulfilled. That includes the Ammonites, the Amalekites, the Edomites, the Moabites, and the Philistines. There are no more of any of these nations. Now, on the other hand, one of Israel's mortal enemies, Egypt, is said to experience a national conversion at the time of the end. And, as Scripture predicted, Egypt still does exist to this present day, while these other nations do not. Now, there's something else we must consider here. the promise of punishment upon those nations and individuals which persecute Israel holds true to this very day. Consequently, it could possibly explain why we do not find the United States as a major player in the last days, and we've talked about this in sign number 11. Indeed, if the USA completely turns its back on Israel, then judgment will indeed be coming. So to sum up the first two signs, Israel and Egypt are specifically said to exist in the quote-unquote last days, seeing that they are players in the biblical end-time scenario. Other nations which have existed alongside Israel have had their demise predicted, and they no longer exist. Therefore, we are told of two specific nations that will exist at the time of the end, as well as five others that will not. The Bible has proved correct in all these seven predictions. Now we move to sign number 3. Israel will miraculously return to its ancient homeland in the last days. Not only does Israel exist in the last days, against all odds of history, they have returned to their ancient homeland and have been recognized as a modern country. This too fulfills what the Bible has promised. Now, the amazing thing about this is that no other nation in the history of the world has ever been entirely removed from their homeland and then returned. It has happened to Israel not once, but twice. The first time for 70 years, the last time for almost 1,900 years. Furthermore, each time their exile, as well as their return, was predicted by Scripture. Another remarkable thing is that this second exile of Israel was predicted before they even entered into their first exile. We should also remember that the rebirth of the modern state of Israel took place just 3 short years after the Holocaust of World War II. The miraculous worldwide return of Israel to their ancient homeland in these last days was something and is something unheard of in all of history. It is indeed a major sign that we are nearing the time of the end. Sign number 4, the nation will return in 2 stages. The Bible gives further predictions regarding Israel and the return to the Promised Land. Interestingly, we find that it will be in 2 phases. First, they will return physically, but the people will be in unbelief of Jesus as their Messiah. Then, after an unprecedented time of great distress or tribulation, they will look to Him whom they put to death. At that time, there will be a national conversion. After that, the Lord will return from heaven and then gather the remaining Jews from around the world. Now, the first prediction has come to pass, and since 1948, Israel has been accepted as a modern country. But, as the Bible predicted, their return has been in unbelief in Jesus as the Messiah. Now, there is something else here that we have emphasized. Not only does the Scriptures predict this, as we have documented, a number of past commentators also recognize this truth. Hence, they predicted the return of the nation in unbelief. They did this before there was any hint of a future state of Israel that would one day exist. So we ask, how were they able to do this? Especially when some of the predictions were made some 1,800 years after Israel had been removed from their homeland and were still scattered across the face of the earth. Simply put, these people believe what the Bible predicted would happen. Even though they never lived to see it or experience it, their predictions, based upon what the Bible said, have indeed come to pass. Now we move on to sign number 5. Jerusalem will be united under Israeli rule. In 1948, when the modern state of Israel was reborn, the city of Jerusalem was divided between 2 countries, namely Israel and Transjordan. While the Israelis were in control of West Jerusalem, East Jerusalem was in the hands of Transjordan. So careful Bible students then predicted another war must take place. Now, why is this? Well, the reason was that Scripture assumes that Jerusalem will be united under Israeli rule in the last days. Indeed, the Word of God predicts certain events that will take place that will involve Israel and East Jerusalem at the time of the end. Hence, these events assume that Israel is in control of the entire city. Well, as expected, in June of 1967, the city of Jerusalem was united under Jewish rule. This was basically the first time this has happened in some 2,600 years. The Six-Day War saw the Israelis capture the entire city, and it remains under their control to this day. In fact, in 2017, the people celebrated the 50th anniversary of the reunification of Jerusalem. Again, the predictions of Scripture proved to be correct. The unification of Jerusalem further sets the stage for the fulfillment of end-time events. In fact, it is a major sign that we indeed are near the time of the end. Now let's move to sign number 6. Israel will be in the world's spotlight. While all of these previous predictions have been literally fulfilled, another notable one considers Israel's place in the world at the time of the end. Not only will Israel remarkably become a modern state or country, and the city of Jerusalem will be unified in the last days, this tiny nation will also be in the world's spotlight. We know this because the Bible speaks of the entire world being against Israel at the time of the end. This could only take place if the various nations were aware of Israel, as well as their current political climate with them and their neighbors. Now, it's one thing to predict the return of the people. It's quite another thing to predict that the headlines of the world will continually feature this small nation. Yet, this is precisely what we find. Indeed, it seems that hardly a day goes by without Israel being mentioned somewhere in the headlines. This fulfills the biblical predictions that, at the time of the end, the whole world will be against them. The only way that this is possible is that the entire world is aware of what is taking place in this tiny country. Sign number 7, there will be a continual search for peace in Israel. Our world has not accepted the idea of a unified Jerusalem under Israeli rule. In fact, a great part of the world has not accepted the idea of a Jewish state at all. This fits with what Scripture predicts, that Israel, at the time of the end, will have the whole world against them. Consequently, there will be a continuous call for some sort of peace agreement that would give away much of Israeli land, as well as divide the city of Jerusalem. This has been advocated from the moment the city was unified. Now, this idea of a peace treaty is important. It's a very important concept in the last days in its scenario of Scripture. In fact, the Bible assumes that there will be major problems in Israel with its neighbors that cannot seem to find a solution. When a peace treaty is eventually made by a certain individual who comes on the scene, known among other names as the Antichrist, it will start the clock ticking for the last 7-year period of our present history. It will culminate in the return of Jesus Christ to the earth. Hence the uproar around the state of Israel, the right for it to exist, the extent of its borders will continue until the time of the end. Furthermore, for this prophecy to be fulfilled about a search for peace at the time of the end, we should consider how many things must be in place. Israel must exist, must be in their land, must have unified the city of Jerusalem, must be in the spotlight of the world, and must be despised by the great majority of the nations. Again, all of this has been literally fulfilled just as the Bible predicted. Sign number 8. Preparations will be made to build the third temple. We now come to one of the most amazing prophecies of the last days, the predictions of a third temple that will be built in Jerusalem. As we mentioned, the return of the nation to their ancient homeland will be in 2 stages. First, the physical return in unbelief, then the spiritual awakening. The Bible predicts that a third temple will be built before the second coming of the Lord. This demonstrates that the nation has not yet recognized Jesus as their promised Messiah. We say this because the New Testament is clear that the temple is no longer necessary in the plan of God. Jesus Christ took the penalty of the sins of the world upon himself on the cross of Calvary. He rose from the dead, ascended into heaven, and then sat down at the right hand of God the Father. This demonstrated that the work of God with respect to sacrifices for sin has been finished. Hence, sacrifices for sin are no longer necessary. The fact that the returning Jews will build a temple shows that they are still in unbelief of Jesus. The importance of the third temple, which will be built in unbelief, can be simply stated. Certain events will take place at that temple, which will signal the coming of the Lord, is only 3.5 years away. That's why we have emphasized that Israel is God's clock, the nation being the hour hand, the city of Jerusalem the minute hand, but the Temple Mount is the second hand. The fact that we see stories almost daily of those in Jerusalem who are preparing to build the third temple and restore the sacrificial system is another amazing fulfillment of what the scriptures predicted so long ago. As it was true in so many of our other signs, past commentators of the Bible have also predicted the return of the Jews to their ancient homeland in the last days, as well as the construction of a third temple. So, looking at the scripture, we have found at least 9 things that must be in place to fulfill what the Bible says about the last day's temple. And what did we find? Well, we found that 5 of them were already in place, with preparations now being made to fulfill the other 4. So this is truly a remarkable sign that shows us we are indeed near the time of the end. Sign number 9. In the last days, certain specified nations will invade Israel, Ezekiel 38 and 39. The Bible speaks of an end-time invasion of Israel from 8 nations. The identity of these nations is given to us in Scripture with the listing of their ancient names at the time of Ezekiel. When we look at a modern map, we can determine precisely which modern nations will be involved. Presently, we are seeing the lineup of these specific nations which sets the stage for this future invasion. This includes Russia, Iran, Turkey, Northern Sudan, and Libya. This invasion will culminate in the Lord destroying their armies as well as supernaturally destroying many of the structures in the countries that sent them. At that time, Israel will begin to recognize that it was the Lord Himself who caused this obliteration of their enemies. What is all the more fascinating is how the Bible sets the stage for this invasion. Indeed, it says that Israel will return to its ancient homeland after having been away for a long time. As we mentioned in sign number 4, Ezekiel in chapter 37 also predicts the return will be in 2 stages. First, unbelief, and then eventually belief in the Lord. Furthermore, the Bible says that they will return to a land that has been devastated by wars. Yet these nations will invade Israel because this tiny nation has turned this desolate land into a place of great wealth. Amazingly, this is exactly the situation we see today. Everything the scriptures have predicted are now in place for this future invasion. In fact, we discovered some 10 separate predictions that are given to us in Ezekiel that have to do with what the world will be like before this invasion occurs. Amazingly, we found that each of these 10 predictions has been literally fulfilled. This particular sign provides further evidence that the God of the Bible exists, that He knows the future, and correctly tells us certain things that will happen in the future. Now we move to sign number 10, and that's the nations missing from the Ezekiel 38-39 invasion. While the scripture specifies the different countries that will invade Israel, it also mentions certain others that will protest. Remarkably, we see these countries not mentioned in Ezekiel 38-39, presently not being involved in any coalition with these attacking nations. This includes Gulf states such as Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Oman. Furthermore, other countries not mentioned in this invasion include Lebanon, Syria, and Jordan. However, each of them border Israel and have participated in wars against her in the past. Today, Jordan and Israel are at peace, while Syria and Lebanon have internal wars taking place which would not allow them to participate. Another nation conspicuous by its absence is Egypt. It has participated in every modern war with Israel. That's 1948, 1956, 1967, and 1973, since the founding of the state in 1948. Yet remarkably, today Egypt is on much better terms with Israel. When all is said and done, it is mind-boggling that the nations mentioned in the invasion of Ezekiel 38-39 are presently working together, while the other surrounding nations, including those that are bordering Israel, as well as the Gulf states, are not part of this group. Again, the lineup is precisely what the Bible has predicted. Sign number 11. No superpower will intervene on Israel's behalf when they are invaded. Ezekiel 38 and 39. Something will happen to the United States. When Israel is invaded, it will be on its own as far as the world is concerned. No other nation can or will come to its aid. Furthermore, there does not seem to be any concern on the part of the invaders that a greater power will intervene on behalf of Israel. In other words, there is no superpower who can or will come to the aid of Israel. This, of course, brings up the obvious question. What will happen to the United States? Now, at the time of this recording and in the writing of this book, the United States remains a superpower in the world. Furthermore, it strongly supports Israel. This was not true of previous administrations, and it will not be true at some time in the future. This means that something must happen to the United States to keep it from intervening on behalf of Israel. The USA may lose its superpower status, or they may choose not to support Israel. In other words, they may not be willing or may not be able to come to the aid of Israel. We just don't know what is going to happen. But what we do know is that the United States will not be a major player at the time of the end. We must always remember that the only reason any country is mentioned in Scripture is because of their direct relationship with God's chosen people, Israel. In other words, unless there is something they are doing, either good or bad, with reference to Israel, they are not mentioned in the Bible. Now we move to sign 12. There will be a 10-nation confederation in Western Europe, the revival of the ancient Roman Empire. Some 2,500 years ago, God gave a pagan king named Nebuchadnezzar a supernatural dream, the meaning of which charted the history of the Gentile kingdoms from that time until the time that God's kingdom came to the earth. As we noted, these predictions have been minutely fulfilled in the four kingdoms of Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and then Rome. Based upon the prophet Daniel's supernatural interpretation of the dream, Scripture speaks of a revival of the ancient Roman Empire in the last days. Indeed, there will be 10 nations that unite at the time of the end, which will constitute an economic powerhouse. While Europe in the past has had various coalitions, as it has today, it has never had a 10-nation confederation. From these 10 will come a powerful leader who will eventually rule the world. He is the predicted Antichrist of Scripture. Furthermore, we are specifically told that in the days of those 10 kings, the Lord will return from heaven, destroy these kingdoms and the Antichrist, and then set up his everlasting kingdom. This is why the coming together of this 10-nation European confederation is such a huge sign of the end as far as the Bible is concerned. Sign number 13, there will be a one-world political and economic system, globalism. At the time of the end, there will be a centralized economic system put in place. The Bible predicts that nobody will be able to buy or sell without a particular mark on their right hand or forehead. The emphasis will not be so much upon nationalism as it will be on globalism. Now, we've seen the rise of globalism in our time. Indeed, globalism, diversity, and no borders seem to be catchwords of our day. This is setting the stage for what the Bible says will take place. Seemingly, one of the motivations for this globalist society will be to rid the world of hunger and poverty. However, this economic system, instead of ridding the world of its problems, will allow this final world leader, the Antichrist, to become a global dictator and to take control of all business transactions throughout the world. Therefore, all the talk about the world being a community or a global village fits right into the last day scenario, as predicted in Scripture. Sign number 14, the world will desperately look for a leader. With all the problems that will arise from the circumstances the world finds itself in, there will be a deep desire for a leader to properly guide this new globalist world. It seems that many individual nations will give up their sovereignty to be ruled by this one world system with this one strong leader. And as we said, the Bible predicts that such a leader will arise. When he does come on the scene, this predicted final Antichrist will charm the world into believing that he is the one who will lead them into better days. And for a while, this is exactly what will happen. However, he will lead them into a time of unprecedented horror, namely the Great Tribulation. In fact, it will only be the second coming of Jesus Christ that will prevent the world from being destroyed. What we see today is the world with all its issues readying itself for this coming world leader. Sign number 15, there will be an exponential increase of technology. Many of the biblical predictions concerning what the world will be like in the last days assume technological advances that were unknown in ancient times. In fact, a few of these specific predictions were confusing to those living in the recent past. How, they ask, could a worldwide system of buying and selling with a specific mark on the right hand or forehead be monitored? It did not seem conceivable to have any possible way to monitor financial transactions in all parts of the world. Yet the Bible predicts that such a system will be in place at the time of the end. Scripture also predicts that for 3.5 days, the entire world will be able to view the bodies of two individuals, the two witnesses of Jesus Christ, who were killed in the streets of Jerusalem. For these 3.5 days, the people of the earth will celebrate their deaths by sending gifts to one another. How could that be possible that their dead bodies are viewed worldwide during this short period of time? Well, Jesus also warned the people of Jerusalem to flee when they, quote unquote, saw the abomination of desolation, which occurs in the holy place of the temple. Since the Holy of Holies is only entered once a year and only by one person, the great high priest, how could the world possibly see something like this take place? Of course, we don't wonder any longer, do we? Modern technology has solved the issue. However, until recent times, this system of monitoring our financial transactions did not seem to be a possibility. The fact that the technology is now in place is a huge sign that shows us that we are indeed near the time of the end. Viewing global events in real time is the norm today. Therefore, it is certainly possible for everyone to view bodies lying in the streets of Jerusalem, as well as seeing what will take place in a future temple in the city of Jerusalem. Hence, the exponential increase of technology will not only allow this final Antichrist to be in control of all financial transactions, it will also allow some of the major predicted events of Scripture to be viewed worldwide. Sign number 16, plagues and pestilence will trouble the world. Jesus spoke about a time, the time of the end, that will be characterized by plagues and pestilence. Interestingly, with all the advances of modern science, the world is still beset by all sorts of deadly viruses. As we noted, there are presently some 1 million viruses that we know absolutely nothing about. We can add to this human-made plagues, bioterrorism, chemical warfare. They are created to kill, maim, and terrorize. Unfortunately, this type of savagery will only increase in the future. This fact makes it clear that the prediction of Jesus will remain fulfilled. Plagues and pestilence, whether natural or human-made, are here to stay. Sign number 17, the world will be characterized by lawlessness. Another problem with the world at the time of the end will be lawlessness. In the past, there was at least an acknowledgement that there were such things as right and wrong, good and bad. However, as it was in the days of Noah, that distinction has become blurred or even non-existent. Today, evil is called good and good called evil. The laws of God and humans are being ignored. People are openly doing whatever they wish to do with no regard for the law and no shame in what they are doing. Unhappily, all of us are painfully aware how this is taking place before our very eyes. The sad truth is that it will only get worse. The utopia that people have hoped for will never come about. A law-abiding world is a thing of the past. In fact, this coming Antichrist is called the Lawless One. During the short time he will rule the world, the earth will experience lawlessness as never before. Fortunately, this will all come to an end when the Lord Jesus returns and rules the world through righteousness. Sign 18. The world will be characterized by violence. Lawlessness leads to our next sign, namely violence. As we noted, the Lord compared the time of the end to the days of Noah. In the book of Genesis, we are told that the world before the flood was characterized by violence. While there has always been violence in our world, today we are seeing terrorism, the likes of which the world has never experienced. Simply put, the world will become a less safe place as we get closer to the coming of the Lord. What this tells us is that the world's noble efforts for a global peace will miserably fail. While the desire may indeed be noble, the human heart will not allow this to happen. Therefore, the idea that we will quote-unquote evolve into a more peaceful world is only a dream. It is only at the return of the Lord that we will finally experience peace. Until then, violence will increase. Sign number 19, the organized church will turn away from the faith, apostasy. The last days will be a time when the visible church will abandon many of its central beliefs. Indeed, Jesus asked the question, will he find faith in the world when he returns? The fact that he even asked the question speaks volumes. Sadly, this is exactly what we see today. Historic Christianity is rejected by much of the leadership in the visible church in favor of uniting it with the beliefs and practices of other religions. Tolerance seems to be the main idea of the day. Indeed, in too many churches, the original message of Jesus and the New Testament is ridiculed as being out of date. It has been replaced by the whims of those who believe that they know better. Consequently, there is no clear message about who God is, who we are, why is there evil in the world, the solution to the problem of evil, how we can be saved from our sins, and how we can know our identity as humans, our purpose, and our destiny. Since the Bible has been rejected, they have no place to go for answers. Fortunately, there still are churches who believe the Bible, preach the gospel, and are not ashamed to call themselves Bible-believing Christians. Sign number 20, there will be a rise in false prophets, false teachers, and false Christs. This next sign often follows the previous one. Indeed, when the truth of the Christian message is rejected, for whatever reason, something has to replace it. Jesus warned about false prophets, false teachers, and false Christs that would arise during this age, and especially at the time of the end. They would deceive many people. In fact, the 19th century writer David Barron documented some 40 people who have come to Israel at different times in the past and claimed to be the Messiah, the Christ. While these false Christs and false prophets have always existed, today we see a huge increase of people falsely predicting what will take place in the future. Now, the one thing they have in common is that these predictions contradict what is clearly stated in Scripture. However, these false prophets confuse people, they hold up the gospel to ridicule, and cause unbelievers to reject any idea that the Bible accurately predicts the future. This includes false teaching with respect to the events around the second coming of Christ. Either the second coming is denied, or it is said to have already taken place. Now, on the other hand, there are sensationalists, the date setters. They claim to know either the day or the year in which Christ will return. Of course, every prediction has been wrong. People do not think they can trust the Bible as an accurate guide to the future because of these false predictions. So whatever the case may be, there will continue to be false prophets, false teachers, and false messiahs who will lead the people astray. The fact that they are still around and increasing in their number is truly a sign of the end. Sign number 21, there will be a rise in anti-Semitism. Now, this sign could be connected to the previous two, as well as with all the signs regarding Israel. With the rejection of any future for Israel, which is taught by the mainline church, and with the false prophets teaching a different message with respect to Christ's coming, we should also expect a rise of anti-Semitism at the time of the end. In fact, this is precisely what the Scripture teaches. Not only would Israel exist, return to their ancient homeland, and be in the world's spotlight at the time of the end, we are told that the whole world would be against them. In fact, at the time of the end, they will basically be on their own. As we saw in sign 9, there will also be specific nations who will invade Israel, per Ezekiel 38 and 39. We also noted that nobody would come to Israel's defense. In other words, they would be on their own. However, Israel would not be forgotten by the other nations. To the contrary, they would be hated and vilified. Again, this is exactly what we see in our world today. Israel is despised by a great part of humanity, and that hatred will only grow worse as we approach the time of the end. Sign number 22, Christians will continue to be persecuted. While the Jews will be vilified and persecuted at the time of the end, the Bible says that they will not be alone in this experience. Indeed, Christians will also be singled out for this type of persecution. While humankind likes to brag how civilized and advanced they have become, we find that this does not include their treatment of Christians. Jesus predicted that the persecution of his followers would continue to the very end. In other words, the unbelieving world will never tolerate the message of Jesus Christ. History records that more Christians have been killed for the cause of Christ in the 20th century than in the first 19 centuries combined. The 21st century is actually ahead of the last century, with the number of believers being martyred for their faith. Sadly, we read daily of some type of persecution of believers somewhere in the world, whether it be the terrorist bombing of the churches, the imprisonment of Christians, or the disappearance of believers, the persecution continues. However, as Jesus promised, he will build his church, and the gates of Hades will not stop it. Indeed, nothing can. Now to sign 23. Unbelievers will scoff at the idea of Christ's return. Not only will the unbelievers refuse to embrace the idea of the Lord's return, they will also ridicule the idea. Now, this was predicted long ago in Scripture. In fact, both Peter and Jude warned us about the scoffing that would take place in the last days when believers would continue to look for the coming of the Lord. Interestingly, scoffers for centuries ridiculed the idea that Israel would somehow return to the promised land, form a modern state, and unify Jerusalem. In fact, many kings and tyrants tried to stop this from happening. Yet, as we have noted, these ridiculed predictions of Scripture have indeed literally come to pass. However, it does not seem to matter for those who refuse to believe. Ridiculing the Bible and its predictions have become more and more the norm as we head unto the time of the end. Unhappily, much of the ridicule comes from those who claim to believe the Bible as well as its predictions. The fact that they deny he is coming again is meaningless. Jesus Christ is coming again. And as we have documented in this book, the evidence clearly says so. Sign number 24. While unbelievers will scoff at the idea that Jesus Christ is returning to earth, the Bible makes it clear that they will desire to know if there is any meaning to the events that are transpiring in the world. However, Scripture tells us that they will never understand. Though they search here and there, they will never discover the answer. The sad thing is that right in front of them, in the Bible, is the answer. Yet they refuse to consider the answers that the Scripture gives. This is why they will find themselves searching, but never coming up with any answers. Jesus explained the reason as to why they never come to a knowledge of the truth. Well, they love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds are evil. In other words, they are not really interested in knowing the truth. Well, someday they will know the truth, but it will be too late. The Bible says that every knee will one day bow to Jesus Christ and one day confess that he indeed is Lord of all. Yet they will do it when they are in a place that is forever separated from God and his goodness. Hopefully, no one who is hearing this right now will be in that dreaded place in the future. Now the last sign, number 25, Bible believers will understand what is taking place. Finally, in light of everything that the Scripture says, we discover that there will be those who do understand precisely what is happening in the world. In fact, the book of Daniel says that the wise will understand what is taking place in the last days. Who are they? Well, they're the ones who take the Bible seriously, as well as the predictions that it makes about the future. As we have documented, for those who take the predictions of Scripture at face value and construct from the Bible an end-time scenario, they can clearly see and understand what is presently taking place. This book has laid out some of the evidence. This audiobook has explained this evidence. As we mentioned, there is much more that we could say, in fact, a very lot more. Yet what we have documented here is sufficient to demonstrate that God has indeed spoken to us in the Bible, as well as providing for us the signs of the end. Okay, with all of that, we have some final questions. We end this part of the book by asking the reader a few simple questions. First, do you think that it is remotely possible that all these things that we have documented could be by merely coincidence? In other words, could all of these predictions and their fulfillments have happened by chance? This is something that everyone listening to this, as well as reads the book, will have to answer for himself or herself. So we ask you the next question. If you reject the idea of these things happening by mere coincidence, then do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? The one who has made these predictions about the future has had many things to say about our personal future. In fact, he claimed that our eternal destiny is based upon how we view him.